This is TWiT.
We had heard rumors that the watch, there was something about the watch that was going to make it hard to make in quantity. Perhaps the new screen. I guess that's the case because all Apple could say after selling us hard on the Apple Watch Series 7 is available later this fall.
They show me a green watch and they don't let me buy it right away.
Damn,
that's a travesty.
I thought one of the stones hitting the watch, you know, close.
What a great
up.
Way to start, yeah.
And then the best part is right. It's cinematic and it's all hitting, and exploding, and then it cuts to the outside. And it goes thunk.
Yeah, just so quiet. That was
so
great.
Well done.
IP6 dust proof, which is the highest level of dust proof.
Yep.
So, of course, immediately, Lisa, I go say hi to my wife, who's in the other room. She says, do I need the watch?
So popular.
She's got the Series 6.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're on Series 3, it'd be great. If you're on Series 4 or 5, maybe. Series 6, do I need the watch?
If you like to do the sleep tracking and the fitness tracking stuff, I think that you need this watch. And the reason why is because it offers 33% faster charging over the current model. So if you want to do that sleep tracking, you'll get in those 8 hours of sleep tracking. You pop it on the charger while you take your shower. You come out and it's ready to go. I think that's going to be a big thing for folks. Outside of that, I don't think so, because I've found that the watch I have right now is really durable and I find myself hitting it against things already.
Yeah.
So I'm not the mountain biker who falls to the ground
in front of his kids.
Yeah.
Oh, how humiliating.
Just brutal.
We probably all had a very good laugh at his expense. Let's all admit it. But it did address something that a lot of people have been complaining about, that if anything to make this device more durable and easier to resist, if they're encouraging people to be super, super active with this watch, then people are going to be super active with it. So dust resistance. They also mentioned, by the way, which was interesting, that they add that the screen is now more impact resistant. And here I'm holding what new display material technology are you using? But they appear to be saying that because the display is now curved, the curve that's in that display is architecturally adding some strength to it.
I thought that was interesting.
We'll hear how they explain that in more detail later, but that's definitely the fact there's a really, really big market for external cases for your Apple Watch, which I initially thought was just ludicrous, but now I've seen too many people say, oh my god, thank god I had this $20 plastic case over my watch, because it just got absolutely destroyed, and my watch after 3 years is still absolutely perfect and free of scratches.
Well, we do know round is durable, right? The arches are, you know, that's an arc. There's a you know, materials science element to that.
I forgot the other thing, reason why you might want this one is if you have a Series 6 and you like the always on display, but you have trouble seeing it, it's 70% brighter than the Series 6.
It was really cool because they weren't even coy about it, because they actually said, which makes it easier to surreptitiously see what time it is when your hand is like
when
beneath
your arm
the table.
Is down. Yeah. They use the word.
Let's face it, it's exactly what. Yeah, they made a lot of. It doesn't seem like a huge leap forward, but they at least laid the groundwork for this larger display being able to enable like a new watch complication that has two rather large data complications instead of just one, that can put more larger tap targets for buttons, that they also highlighted, hey, look how big this keyboard is. You can actually tap on the keyboard or swipe.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Exactly. They're at least saying that this isn't just, hey, look, we just decided to do this for the hell of it. Here are ways that's going to make it materially better. And, of course, it's going to be up to independent reviewers and observers to see whether it actually delivers. But I'm glad that they didn't just say, hey, look, just for the hell of it, we decided to make a 44-millimeter version that's incompatible with all existing bands. Just so you
Thank
can flex
you.
On your flex on your
no,
thing.
No, that's good. I'm really glad.
Yeah, we didn't get that flat-edged watch that we kept seeing in renders that I know how to
Rumors were just wrong on this.
They were very wrong.
They always looked weird. Do you really want like a hard edge cutting into your wrist like that?
No.
In fact, it's quite the opposite. They made this softer.
Yeah, they were really very clear about the smoothness. And then that refracted edge glass that makes it look like the text actually comes up to the edge.
I kind of like that, especially with that face that they showed with the numbers where they get bigger.
It actually curves around.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Renee to get to talk about the new Hermes. Two new Hermes.
I saw that. Yes, yes.
One now leather links, and another that's like a woven cloth sort of thing.
We'll know how well Renee's doing if depending on the number of those he buys. Still offering the Series 3 and the Series 6 and the SE. So Actually, no, that's not right. They'll still offer the 3 and this and the SE. I don't know why.
Right. But the point is that I love that across the a current theme, like you only see that little quick flash of a card that shows the entire iPhone lineup, the entire Apple Watch lineup. How many years and I'm still saying iWatch when I'm not thinking? Yeah. Now I'm saying that I'm right and Apple's wrong. But I love the fact that they are keeping the older hardware in the product lineup so that the minimum buy-in on an Apple Watch is $199. And that still gives you a watch that will, at the minimum, compete with any $200 to $300 fitness watch you'll find out there. And in many cases, will just kick the butt of nobody who is an iPhone owner who is considering a $150 or $160 watch is not going to be seriously tempted to simply want to just spend $40 more instead of getting a Garmin or a Fitbit. I can get an actual Apple Watch that does so much more with my iPhone. So I'm glad that they're still allowing you to spend $399 for an inexpensive iPhone, $329 for an inexpensive iPad. It's a turnaround from one of my complaints from 5 years ago. They're getting very close to the point where this is anyone who complains that Apple only makes hardware for elitists, like only makes hardware for rich people, is kind of antiquated. Kind of like saying that, oh well, there's no software available for Macs. Like, dude, that hasn't been true since after the Clinton administration. get with the program.
I think they spent some time selling probably the number one selling point for an Apple Watch, which is Apple Fitness.
I was going to say the number one.
The time.
The timer.
The timer. That so much.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Timer, remind me, remind me, timer, oh, okay. Remind me, remind okay. me, timer.
I will say
to go to Apple Fitness, it is the best. It is so good. It's well shot.
It has come of age. Too,
Leo and I are getting ready for snow season with the new features.
Chris. Yeah. It's really come of age. I think it is now a full offering. And you know the remote fitness companies like Peloton have done phenomenally well during quarantine,
even despite the safety issues they've had.
Yeah, so I think this is a very good category for Apple to be in, and you can do it without an Apple Watch, but this sells watches. I mean, it really does.
Can you do it without an Apple Watch? I thought you needed to register.
I believe you can do it on the iPad and. I think you can do it on the iPad without an Apple Watch. You do it on Apple TV, I think you have to have an Apple Watch, but don't 100% quote me.
No, you can do it on the iPad without the Apple Watch, but the TV is a watch thing.
One thing that now that having praised Apple for like shedding its elitist ways, I will say that amongst my notes are that, wow, they have the video that happens after every one of these little sections about here's how people are using this and here's people happy and using Apple Fitness and here's the homes that people are using it, and these are all like $1.2 million condos,
of course,
really expensive places, which is okay, but the thing that gets me a little bit more,
they should have had somebody with a basket of laundry in the background, two kids,
exactly, and a dog that wants to climb on its back because we're having playtime.
I can tell you one of the reasons we do that, because I didn't do this one, but I shoot a lot of stuff in people's houses, is because the expensive houses have more room for the gear.
That's why they shoot below deck on the bigger yachts. Exactly.
Yeah, when you shoot a lot of this stuff, a lot of times you shoot stuff. Like we rented I did another keynote, not Apple's, and we rented a $9 million house because it was just big. It had big rooms that we could use.
It's true in TV too.
I get that.
You watch these TV shows about some young person just starting out in New York City, and they've got a $14,000 a month flat in New York City. Yeah. It's like, yeah, sure, that's their flat. Because you need, that makes sense. True. You've explained it now. You need now that you can shoot everything with an iPhone.
Yeah. Right. Now you don't need all that room.
You don't need all that room.
But before we leave Apple Fitness, one other thing that I was talking about this a little bit on Twitter, and one thing that I noticed is that I wish that they had said, given that they are not just selling this towards people who already have super hot fitness model bodies, it would be nice if some of the instructors had non-typical
fitness
instructor bodies.
They have bigger instructors.
Yeah, exactly. But they didn't really show them in the video. They only showed one person with a different body type actually using the product. One thing, but more serious than that, this is why I value feedback that I get on on Twitter is a Twitter follower of mine who has disabilities who mm-hmm. said one of the consistent, persistent, and most annoying problems of Apple Fitness is that they still don't have fitness workouts for people with disabilities. There was a clip of somebody who was wearing a prosthetic leg, but I follow up, does that count as the sort of thing you're talking about? He said, no, it does not. So that's certainly something that I hope that Apple addresses. You really, if you want everybody to be healthy, you can't just start with the people who already have, you know, like this is Sparta type body types.
Right.
You really have to go for people like me and people like...
And my mom, who's 88, does Apple Fitness, and there's enough chair workouts that she can do those. Apple's been very aware. Certainly, you've got wheelchair metrics on your Apple Watch, so I would imagine that at some point they'd have...
I for some reason, when I saw it, when they said we're dropping all these new sports, and all I could think of was Apple Fitness parkour.
You want parkour? I want pickleball.
Teleski.
It looks like you fall in a great distance. Should I call 911?
Apple parkour would be hysterical.
It's just something to keep track of.
Yes,
it's something like there used to be this used to be like a two yoga studio town neighborhood, literally. Like across the street, there was one yoga studio. Down the street, there was another one. The one that's down the street, their Instagram was all about, hi, we're all beautiful people in skin-tight black leotards who look beautiful doing our yoga. The one across the street was, look, any body shape, any body type, come on in. Yoga is for everybody. You won't get, even if we have a mixture of people. And that was the yoga studio that I wanted to give a try to, because I knew that they wouldn't just say, oh, when we said four free lessons for $30 for initial people, we were referring to people we want in our studio. Maybe you want to go to the other studio down the street. So I just think that it would be a very, very positive thing if Apple really wants to reach out to everybody mm-hmm. to not only make this findable stuff within the app, but also when they're making a two or three minute video that they're showing to everybody as a highlight of here's why Apple Fitness is great. They show that it's great for everybody. Everybody's welcome. Everybody will find something that is for their skill level, their fitness level, and it's to help everybody.
Just more fat people. I think that it's pretty clear at this point Apple feels like the success of the watch is all about health and fitness, yes?
Yeah.
There was a little bit about other stuff. They didn't mention timers, not really but
they didn't mention the timer for some reason. The communication features, all of that kind of stuff.
It's really a health and fitness device, right? I think they feel like that's the sweet spot. They didn't show music. They didn't show phone calls.
I don't.
No walkie-talkie.
No, my God, walkie-talkie.
It's fitness.
Yeah, I mean, I actually find that the Apple Fitness, the hard part with the music is that if you play it on, I constantly have trouble with my watch. You know, I'm setting timers for my workout, you know, when I'm not using the Apple Fitness, and it's constantly interacting with my phone, and it's talking to my headphones, and it's problematic.
It also makes perfect sense, because I think that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I saw a market analysis that said that Apple definitely owns like the wearable smartwatch market, but if you consider them as another entrance in the fitness wearable market, they're actually number two behind Xiaomi.
Interesting.
A Chinese manufacturer.
Oh, Xiaomi.
That start at $50 and go up.
They have a billion users in China. I mean, I don't see a lot of Xiaomi watches around here.
But there are also people coming up from, again, Garmin watches are very nice.
If you're a real fitness buff, you're probably not wearing an Apple Watch, right? The hardcore fitness buffs are wearing other ones.
Well, people are also part of the extreme success of this watch is that people are buying them even if they don't care about fitness, because it's just a cool watch and it's affordable.
Yeah.
So that's
how fast your tennis serve is.
That is a really
accelerometer.
Cool thing. The tennis serve, golf swing,
How does it know how far the ball went?
Well, the GPS, you walk to the ball, or they listen to when did you start cursing and when did you start saying,
okay, I found it, shanked it.
Ping!
Yeah, but I could see, right. I mean, the tennis serve, how fast your serve was, that's pretty
cool. That was neat.
90-something miles an hour.
Yeah, that's really neat.
But yeah, this is why I was taking so many notes and screenshots, that they did spend a lot of time to highlight, here is a specific blessed developer Epic Games was not included on this list, that we're going to show, like, here's, again, here's the iPad mini that's doing ultrasounds. Here is the Apple Watch that is showing you. I loved, it was a funny segment because they started off with a, you know, the connection between the body and the mind. Whoa, how fast did you just hit that shot? 89? Oh my God. Well, and anyway, as we center ourselves, like, you hit that ball 279 yards? Wow. So, again, integrating, also highlighting, it's not just we will sell you a watch, but there's a whole bunch of developers with a whole bunch of apps that will support it, which is often the falling point of, like, a Samsung watch or one of these other watches that I've been mentioning.
Knox Harrington points out the number one feature of the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. Whenever I lose my iPhone, I just press this button.
And pro tip, if you press and hold the button, it will make the LED on the back of the iPhone flash.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know that. That's a good pro tip. I should watch iOS Today more often with Rosemary Orchard and Micah Sargent. That's a good tip.
The one and only time I ever left a phone behind at an airport security checkpoint, my Apple Watch saved my bacon and told me that, do you want to make your flight or do you want to go back and get your phone? Like, damn it. I have to go back and get my
phone. Okay, I was going to say, which did you choose?
I would, because honestly, I could have been I could have been in the air by the time I realized I left my phone behind. And
oh,
that's,
man.
Not a small feature. Actually, before I left Apple's phone behind, because I had to return it in about a month, so that would have been an awkward conversation. Actually, it's at the San Francisco area. Just go to the United Terminal.
Miss that flight. Yeah, you got to definitely miss that flight.